Frankly, this is not the agreement that I had hoped for. I also have a number of serious concerns based on Iran's past behavior of cheating on nuclear agreements.
Like many Democrats, Senator Chris Coons is not wildly enthusiastic about the Iran nuclear deal. But like most Democrats, he supports it anyway.
We cannot trust Iran. But this deal, based on distrust, verification, deterrence, and strong principled multilateral diplomacy, offers us what is today our best remaining opportunity to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon.
In recent days, five other Democratic senators issued similar statements of support despite misgivings. Cory Booker said, quote, "It is better to support a deeply flawed deal, for the alternative is far worse." Mark Warner said, quote, "While I choose to support the deal, I am not satisfied with it." Until Friday, only one Democrat, Chuck Schumer, had announced opposition. Since then, he has been joined by Senators Ben Cardin and Robert Menendez.
We know that despite the fact that Iran claims their nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, that they have violated the international will, as expressed by various UN Security Council resolutions, and by deceit, deception, and delay, advance their program to the point of being a threshold nuclear state.
Given unified Republican opposition to the accord, all eyes are on the remaining handful of Democratic senators yet to announce. Already, there is ample backing to sustain President Barack Obama's promised veto of a resolution of disapproval from Congress. The undecided senators will determine whether Senate action can be blocked altogether.
If that happens, then resolution of disapproval won't reach the president's desk, and there'll be no need to exercise the veto. That's a tough goal, but it is a possible one.
An initial vote in the House of Representatives could come by week's end. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington. The unfinished business is the question on passage of